The second ha'ar is, so the Gemara mentioned, we saw it in yesterday's daf, we saw it again in today's daf, the concept of panim chadashis. So really, the brachos, the brichas chasanim, what we know is the sheva brachos, these seven blessings, they're recited under the chuppah, then they're recited again by benching at the chasana, and then for 7 nights, the night of chasa being night one, 7 nights is an inyan of reciting the Birchas Chasanim. However, the Gemara qualifies that. Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda said, Vushabo Panim Chadashis. That the only time you say the Shever Brachas, Noch the Chasana, is if there's Panim Chadashis. What does Panim Chadashis mean? Literally a new face, or new faces. You would have to have a person or people that weren't previously there, and only then would you make the Shever Brachas. Tosfos, on the bottom of Dav Zayin Amud Beis says, Oymeri, the Panim Chadashis in Kaira, Ela Bibnei Adam, Shemarvin, Beshvilam Hasimcha Yoisa. Says Tosfos, that when we say Panim Chadashis, it doesn't just mean another person that wasn't here yet showed up to the party. That's not what it means. But rather, the definition of Panim Chadashis is people that had not, that were not here previously, that's for sure, that's number one. But additionally, these are people, Shemarvin, Beshvilam Hasimcha, that we're so besimcha because of the fact that they're here now, that there's going to be a ribuy in the simcha. In other words, the Riyah is explaining the lumdus of Panim Chadashis. The lumdus is not, oh, there's a new person here, he didn't hear Sheva Brachas yesterday, so we can make Sheva Brachas for him. That's not the Vart. The Vart is when a new person shows up to a Sheva Brachas, so there's a Tosefes Knech in the simcha of the Sheva Brachas. Meaning there's more simcha. Some more simcha is mechayiv brachas. Yesterday you made a bracha. That was because of that simcha. But now there's more simcha. There's bnei adam shemarbim b'shvilam asimcha yoiser. So because now there's more simcha, the toisefes simcha requires its bracha because that simcha didn't have bracha. Because you didn't have that simcha yet. So because there's more simcha, that's the sinyan of making a more bracha. Incidentally, the idea of panim chadashis that we saw on Ches Amid Beis as it relates to Havelis, it's the same inyan. It's panim chadashis that sometimes a person walks into a shiva and all of a sudden the tsar, because of who this person is and the relationship maybe that this person had with the nifter or has with the Havelim, it just brings out a toisefes of tsar. And that's the same exact inyan. Panim chadashis means bnei adam shemarben b'shvilam hasimcha yoisen. Then continues, and Tosfos says that everybody knows that by Shabbos Sheva Brachas, you can make Sheva Brachas without having Panim Chadashis. What's the pshat? So says Tosfos, the Makor is in a Chazal. The Shabbos, the Chashvin and Panim Chadashis, this that we treat Shabbos as Panim Chadashis, the Amirim Ba'agadah, it's based on Divrei Agadah, Mizmor Shil Yoyim HaShabbos, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panim Chadashis Bo'u Lekan Noyim HaShira. It's because Shabbos itself is Panim Chadashis. There's some inyan of Shabbos being Panim Chadash. Abba Zokteri, this is why he mentions this, that I just told you a Shtikul Torah, that Panim Chadash doesn't just mean a new person, but together Panim Chadash is Bnei Adam Shemarbim B'Shvilam HaSimcha Yoyser. So if that's the case, what does it mean that Shabbos is called Panim Chadash? Panim Chadash is Bo Lekan Noim Arshira, but you need a Panim Chadash Shemarbim B'Shvilam HaSimcha Yoyser. So this is very gishmak. Hasim Nami Marbim L'Kovid HaShabbos B'Simcha B'Suda. The Panim Chadash of Shabbos is also a Panim Chadashis Shemarbin B'Shvilam HaSimcha, and we're Marbe B'Suda because Shabbos is an inyan to be B'Simcha. Although it's a discussion in the Achronim, right? You find the Karas of the Shabbos Oynig, a mitzvah of Oynig on Shabbos, and you find the Samachta B'Chagecha on Yontif. Is there a mitzvah of Oynig on Yontif? Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? This Tosfos is L'chura, one of the Marim Mekayim, is that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. But the bottom line is Hasam Nami Marbe L'Kavod HaShabbos B'Simcha. On Shabbos, everybody's more B'Simcha, so that's Marbe in the Simcha of the Nesuin. And not just that, Ubesuda, we're Marbesuda on Shabbos. And because we're Marbesuda, so therefore it would qualify as being Panim Chadashis. Now this halacha of Panim Chadashis and the halacha that Shabbos is considered Panim Chadashis is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and it's brought down in Eben Ezer, Simen Samech Beis. So in Sif Katan Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the idea of Panim Chadashis, and then in Sif Katan Ches, he picks it up. Start with Sif Katan Ches. Yesh Oymrim, She'enam Nikroam Panim Chadashis, Elam Kein Heim Bnei Adam Shemarbim B'Shvilam. Taisvis, Ksubis, Davzayin Amubis. At the only time people are considered Panim Chadashis, if these are people that were being Marbim for them, the Simcha. Yesh Oymrim, the Shabbos V'Yontif Rishon V'Sheini, the Shabbos V'Yontif Rishon V'Sheini, Havikip Panim Chadashis, Besudas Halayla V'Shachris. Friday night and Shabbos day. Avoloi besuda shlishis. But not by Shalosh Shudis, v'chein pashat haminik. And that's the minik. So, you don't need Panim Chadashis Friday night, Because of Shabbos. You know, you put on Chalosh Shabbos day because of Shabbos. Shalosh Shudis, yeah, became Pashat Aminik. But then the Ramah says, Va'achshav Noagu B'medina Yis'eilu Levarich Zayin Brachas B'Suda Gimel. He says, now the Minik is to say Sheva Brachas even by Shalosh Shudis. Ve'efshav says the Ramah. Maybe the reason is, Mishum D'Regilim Lov, you put on Chalosh Shudis. Could be Pashat because people talk, you have Panim Chadashas by Shalosh Shudis. Friday night, Shabbos day, that's a little more exclusive for Mishpacha. But then, Shalosh Shudis, Panim Chadashas come, and as a result, Yeshayim Rematam de Regilim, Lidrosh, Hadrosha, having Panim Chadashas. Then the Ramah famously says that it could be the Panim Chadashas by Shalosh Shudis is the Shalosh Shudis Torah. That's the Panim Chadashas, and there's a lot of Torah and a lot of vitzes that have been said about this. But the bottom line is that it could be it's the Shalosh Shudis Torah, and that's really the Drosha, and that's the Panim Chadashas, and that's why it's going to be okay by Shalosh Shudis as well. But the Shulchan Aruch says that Meikra Adin Shabbos is Panim Chadashas, Friday night, Shabbos day, Shalosh Shudis, this is already a little bit of a shmuz. Now the emes is, it's sarach bia this halacha. Why? Mizmor shili yema Shabbos, panim chadashas bo lakan v'yema shira. Shabbos is panim chadashas. But here's the question. It was panim chadashas Friday night. How is it panim chadashas Shabbos day? Shalosh Shudis, then the Shulchan Aruch already addresses it. But Shabbos day, it sounds like it's pashut, it's panim chadashas. Why? It was panim chadashas Friday night. So how is it panim chadashas again Shabbos day? If you would make a Shalosh Shudis on a Tuesday night and you had Panim Chadashas, and then the person came back Wednesday morning for breakfast, can't make Birchas Chasanim. He's not Panim Chadashas. So Shabbos L'Chayr was the guest Friday night. But how does that carry over to Shabbos day? So the Goyin and the Noisa Kalim, they all speak out Pshat based on a Gemara, Mesechtes Pesachim, it's an Arabic Pesachim, Daf Kufei Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Kavod Ayoyim is Adif from the Kavod Alayla. It's negeil halacha. If a person has money to make a nice suda Friday night or a nice suda Shabbos day, so kavod ayoyim is adif mi kavod alayla. Meaning, as I say, meris, there's some knach in the kavod of Shabbos that's more Shabbos day than it is Friday night. So says the guy, and based on that gemara, that's why Shabbos day is considered a panim chadashas. Because in Eichos, qualitatively, there's a hoysafa in Shabbos day over Friday night, and not just a hoysafa. In the gemara, it's mavur, kavod ayoyim is adam, kavod alaylo, that you marbe besimcho besuda Shabbos day over Friday night. And if that's the case, it meets that criteria as well. And based on that, you would have this idea. You would have this idea that Shabbos day would be considered upon him chadashas, even though Friday night was considered upon him chadashas as well. Now, the one thing that's not clear is why is Shabbos upon him chadashas? What does that mean? Shabbos is upon him chadashas? So, maybe the pshat is that Shabbos is the Shabbos HaMalka. The Rambam's Lashon in the end of Yad Chazak in Hilchah Shabbos is that it's Shabbos HaMelech, Lashon Zocher, Lashon Akeva, Boi Ba. But there is this concept of Shabbos not just being a mitzvah, but you have to greet the Shabbos like a person would greet the Melech, the Briskerov in Sefer, in the spiritual attire that we've spoken about in the past. But there's this idea that Shabbos isn't just a mitzvah, but or a day on the week. But Shabbos is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah ruchni called Shabbos, and it's related to Arzivug and the Shechina and the Melech and the Malka. That's where they used to go out into the field, the Chassidim Arishonim, to greet the Shabbos. It's because when it's Shabbos, that means you're inviting somebody into your house, the Shechina Kaviyachal. But with all that raid and all that machshava, maybe that's the mitzvah ruchni that exists here, and it's based on that that you can have Shabbos as being a panim chadashas. Another just machshava was, the Torah says that when we daven on Yontif, so the Nusach HaTfilah of Yontif is the same for Friday night, for Yontif night, and then Shachris, Musaf, we're Moisaf things, as we're always Moisaf and Musaf, but the crux, the Iker part of Tfilas Yontif is always the same. Atu B'chartonim Yikolo Amim, Yal V'yavoy, V'asiyenu, right? It's always the same. Shabbos, every one of the Shemayna Esrus is different. Friday night Shabbos, Shabbos day Shabbos, and Shabbos Mincha is different. What's the pshat? So the Torah says, because really the three tefillos are connected, three different inyanim that Shabbos represents. Every single Shabbos, we celebrate really three inyanim. We celebrate the fact that it's the seventh day of the week. There's also an idea that Hakom Moed in the Shabbos in the Torah was given on Shabbos. And then there's the Shabbos, the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, the Shabbos of Asa Lave. So the Torah said that the Friday night feel of Shabbos, that's Keneged Shabbos Bereshis. The Shabbos day, that's Yitzmach Moshe B'matnas Chalkei, that's Keneged the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And then the Shabbos Tfila of Mincha, that's Ata Echad, Veshimcha Echad, Mikamchi Yisrael Geyechad Ba'aretz, that's referring to the Bahoy Bayema who Yi Hashem Echad Ushma Yechad, that's Keneged the Shabbos of the Loss of Lavoi. But it's Mavur from the Nusach of the Shmoyne Esrei. not just machshava ba'alma, it's something that permeates our tefillah, that the tefillah of Shabbos, you see, is different for Friday night Shabbos day and for Shabbos mincha, because really there's three different inyonim of Shabbos, and it seems that these three inyonim are shoylet disproportionately during these three different tkufas of Shabbos. As if to say the Shabbos of Friday night is the Shabbos of Kivoy Shabbos Mikol Melachtoi. The Shabbos of Shabbos day has a shaychus to the Shabbos of Matan Torah, Yismach Moish and Matan Eschelkoi. And then, when it comes to Shalosh Shudas, Rava de Rava, and that's a Shabbos that's Me'ein, the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. If the three Shabbosos are somewhat different, maybe that's a hesber in why the three Sudois during those three times of Shabbos would each in and of themselves be able to be treated as a panim chadashis, just a machshava. But I'll tell you a davar nifla that I found, and this is from one of the Rishonim, it's from one of the Bali Toisvis, it's from the Sefer Moishev Skenim Ala Torah. So my edition of the Moishev Skenim Ala Torah, for whatever reason, is missing the first page. It's at least the first page, maybe two pages, seems like it's a page or so, and it really picks up in the middle of this shtickel. But I saw the shtickel brought down in the Sefer Mikro Ha'eda from Rabbi Leo Greenzeig. So in the Mikro Ha'eda, and this is in his first volume, Ala Torah, goes from Bereshis until Chayesara, it's in Parshas Bereshis, it's Simen Yud Dalid, and he has a Simen on Shabbos Panim Chadoshes. So he brings a Dover Chadosh in Shabbos Panim Chadoshes, and that is, he brings it b'shem the Bali Toisves. It's from the Moishev Skenim, not the Das Skenim, it's from the Moishev Skenim Ala Torah, where the Moishev Skenim brings that the Pasuk says, Vayivarech Elikim as Yom HaShvi. So what does it mean, Vayivarech Elikim? Hashem benched Shabbos. So Rashi says, Birchu b'man, he benched them with the man. But the Medrash says, Birchu b'panim chadashas, that he benched them with panim chadashas, that the bracha of Shabbos was the panim chadashas. Says the Das Skenim, the Moishev Skenim. What does it mean, panim chadashas? It means, because on Shabbos, a Yid has a Neshama Yisrael. And because he has a Neshama Yisera, that's the Panim Chadashas. In other words, the reason Shabbos is Panim Chadashas is because really every single person that's going to show up to the Shabbat Brachas is going to be considered Panim Chadashas. It's because he's coming with a Neshama Yisera. It's the same guf. The same guf that tanced at the Chasana is the guf that just showed up at the Shabbos Shabbat Brachas. Oh, but the Neshama is an under Neshama. The Neshama has a Neshama Yisera. And because the Neshama is Yisera, that's where the Panim Chadashas is. Nifla. Now, if that's the case, and we know the minhag in Klal Yisrael is that we rely on Panim Chadashas Friday night and Shabbos day, and the Mechab and the Ramah say maybe even Shalosh Udas, it would be mashma a little bit that there's some Hisafa, there's some Tosefes Knech in the Neshama Yisera as it relates to going from Friday night to Shabbos day to Shalosh Udas. So that already would open up literally the Oilam HaMachshava to be able to say different things. But Al Kapanim, it's Mavur, this idea that it's Shabbos is Panim Chadashas. Why? Because of the Neshama Yisera. The people themselves on Shabbos are the Neshama Yisera. Now, Rabbi Greenzeig has a whole pilpul. He says maybe it's Chapanaf I mean on Yontif, because Yontif also has Panim Chadashas. So really, depending on what the Panim Chadashas is, if it's the Neshama Yisera, does a Yid have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif? So the Rishonim talk about it in Perek Avri B'sachim. We make a Boir Minei B'samim. Why? Because we're being Menachem the fact that we've lost the Panim Chadashas. But after Yontif, you don't make a Boir Minei B'samim. So that gets, what about Rosh Hashanah? Would that be Panim Chadashas? So again, depending on how you understand Shabbos being Panim Chadashas, could be Wudchap Nafkaminas, but Mamish Adover Chadash, some beautiful thought that it could be it's the Neshama Yisera. That's where it is.